Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Elite music game from City Limits today. I might add.
I try my best. I try to play all your favorite classics.
I know you do.
He's tapped into you, Joe Starkey. He has. Yeah. He's definitely tapped in.
He's like my Radar O'Reilly. He knows what I want, what I'm thinking.
What a great character that was.
Yeah, before I even think it, he's already doing it.
Reading your mind by now.
What does Joe want to eat right now, City Limits?
Pizza.
He'll tell you.
Pizza. He already knew. Okay. Yeah, pizza. He already ordered it. It's time for a quiz show, Paul. You ready?
I am.
It's you against Bob, me against you, Bob against you, Bob against Paul, Paul against Bob, me against Bob, and Bob against me. Are you ready, Bob?
Yes, but I normally don't do well in these situations. So
I mean, you've seen more than us. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, but I forget more.
I don't know.
I forget more, too.
It's IT, intern Trent, and Limits put together the five-question quiz show. Each question, the first four are worth a point. And then the last one is worth three. So let's see who wins. Are you going to keep track of the score?
Yes, we will keep track right here.
Who goes first? Bob,
sheet.
Paul, me, then Paul, me, Bob, then me, Paul, Bob?
Yes.
Okay. Bob, you're up.
Bob, you're up first. Okay, Bob. What singer bought shares of the Pirates and became part owner of the team in 1947?
I know this one.
And Joe knows it.
Bing Crosby.
Yep. No relation to Sid.
It went
Bing
straight
Crosby
down
is correct.
The middle.
Paul, did you know that?
No, I'm glad he did it because I had no idea.
Thank
Bob,
you.
You're getting an ovation. Tip your cap to the crowd.
Thank you very much.
Great job,
there you
Bob.
Go. Paul,
Bob
you're up.
Bob takes the first one.
Okay.
Next question. Paul, who on the current Pirates roster has hit the longest home run in Colorado where the Pirates just played last week of anyone on the team? And I'll give you a little hint. You might be surprised who it was.
Connor Joe.
Connor Joe is incorrect.
And we keep going around until we get it, right?
Correct.
I might be surprised. That tells me it could be a pitcher. That tells me it could be a pitcher, Bob. Who would have still hit? Ooh. I'm going to say Martin Perez.
He's not a pitcher.
That would be
not
good.
Not a pitcher.
I will say Rowdy Tellez.
Not Rowdy Tellez.
Paul? This is an incredible question. Who thought
this
one up?
Can you give me the question again? Who on the current Pirates roster?
He's a current Pirate right now. He was not with the Pirates when he hit this home run.
Oh, so
right.
That's
he gets
why
two
I
clues.
Thought it was Rowdy Tellez.
He got two now. Why are you giving him all the clues?
Hold up. I'm asking the question. So it's the longest home run in the history of Colorado Coors Field.
No, I'm saying the longest home run that anyone on the collective Pirate roster has hit at Coors Field, meaning like
it's clear
Joe,
what the meaning
Joe
is.
Joe used
yes.
Rowdy Tellez,
I
for example.
That.
All right, so I'll say
so
McCutcheon.
If you listed everyone,
he said McCutcheon.
I say McCutcheon.
Andrew McCutcheon is incorrect.
He said we'd be surprised by it.
You would be surprised by it.
I'm going to go Yasmani Grandal.
Also incorrect.
I'm going to say he was not. Okay.
Oh, I know who it is.
Wait a minute. Just
oh, now Joe knows.
There's got to be a time limit. 3, 2, 1.
No.
Yeah, there is.
No, there isn't. You created that when
radio
you.
When we
just
think.
Wait.
We can't think.
Just wait. Jason DeLay. I don't know. I'm giving up.
Oh, no.
No.
Paul?
Paul.
So
oh, I know who it is.
Do you?
Yes, if it's a surprise. Go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry.
And he wasn't a member of the Pirates.
Correct.
I know exactly who it is.
And it's not Connor Joe who actually played there.
Correct.
That's who I thought it would be.
I mean, Michael A. Taylor?
That's who I was going to say, and it's right.
That's correct. Michael A. Taylor.
I mean, he's about the only other guy I could think of that had played elsewhere.
493-foot home run in 2015.
On how many hits? Two of them? Add it up?
One home run. He hit it 493 feet in the first year of the StatCast.
All right, I'm in a 2-0 hole. I go first here. That was lucky, Paul, but good.
We went around three times to get
went around the merry-go-round
there. Basically exhausted. There was nobody left who had played on another roster,
except for nobody. Go ahead,
Joe. Your question.
No, it would have been would have been Olivares. I would have said next. Paul cheated. Go ahead.
Mike Tomlin has a new contract. Congrats to him. He was fined $100,000 in 2013 for an incident that occurred on the field. Mm-hmm. Can you name what happened during that game in 2013?
Is it me?
No, it's me.
It is. Okay. Wait, what? Joe and then Bob.
What does that have to do with his new contract?
No, he used that.
I just used it
as a little entrance point.
That was a newsworthy mention. That's all.
Yeah, you're going to give me a clue right off the top like you did Paul? You gave him two going around. You said it would be surprising and that the guy sucked and that it was someone who wasn't on the Pirates then. I'm going to say this was when he stepped on the field on the Jacoby Jones kickoff.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, baby.
Look at you go, Joe.
You knew that. You milked that a lot. You knew it.
Yeah, I milked it a little bit. I wanted to make sure.
No, you didn't. You wanted to rub it in.
Tied all the way around.
We got a tie ball game going into round four, and it's Bob's turn. Go ahead.
So one more one-point question and then the three-point question, correct, Joe?
Correct.
Lynn Swann played himself, Paul, as a sideline reporter in which 1998 Adam Sandler movie?
It's Bob's turn.
It's Bob's turn.
Your turn.
Yeah. Jesus. Wait, what?
Lynn Swann played himself as an actor, as a sideline reporter, in which 1998 Adam Sandler movie?
I know this.
This is a question from our friend IT, Trent.
Nice question, Trent.
Trent, I thought I
really
liked you.
Really good. Very creative.
I thought I liked you, Trent.
Fun.
You're going to give me this curveball, off-speed, blinker. I'm not a big Adam Sandler fan, so I don't think I've watched him. I don't know the answer.
Waterboy.
Oh, for God's
sake. Look at Paul go. The Waterboy is correct. The 1998 movie that...
Which was a horrible movie, by the way. That people that thought that was funny.
Cower and Jimmy Johnson were in it.
Yeah, they were. It was not funny. Not one scene was funny.
I thought that movie stunk.
Good guess, Paul.
Of course, I get called a hater. Anytime I say a movie stinks, I'm a hater. It's not because I just don't like the movie.
That movie was flat out dumb. It really was.
Garbage.
All right, this one's worth three, so whoever gets this question right wins the title.
Is there a jump ball, or is it going to someone specifically?
Does it go to the leader? Is Paul winning?
Paul is the leader.
He should get first crack
2-1,
then.
So he gets the crack, and it would also be his turn around the merry-go-round of
both are
little triangle here.
Right. This is for all the marbles, Paul.
Willie Mays ranks fifth all-time in career war, 156.2. Paul. Can you name the four players ahead of Willie Mays all-time in baseball?
No, the question is phrased,
of the four can you name?
In war.
And if you say, like, I'll name one, that means it's incumbent on me and Bob to name every other one. You know what I mean? It's like a game show.
And
if you name only one and we name the rest accurately, then one of us wins.
Good. Barry Bonds.
Can you name one? How many can you name?
I said I'll name one.
Name
Barry
one?
Bonds.
Barry Bonds, yes. Barry Bonds is correct.
Then, Bob, you and I go back and forth.
Can anybody match?
As soon as one of us gets it wrong, we're out. So Paul made a great bet there because if either one of us gets this wrong, we're done.
Okay.
Barry Bonds was 162.8.
Oh, are active players on this list?
No active players.
Okay. I'm going to go, a better war than Willie Mays, Barry Bonds. I'll say Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth is correct. Number one. 182.
We're going down to the wire, Bob.
He's number one.
We're going down to the wire.
There are two players remaining that rank second and third all-time in career war.
I'm going to say Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle is incorrect.
You lost the game for our team, Bob. You were at the free throw line and you airballed. You were at the 3-point line and you shot it over the backboard.
I did.
You were in goal and you let a goal between your legs. You were the quarterback and you threw an interception.
I'm sorry. I let you down. Who are the other
Ted
two?
Ted Williams and Stan Musial.
Wrong.
Ted Williams and Stan Musial are also incorrect.
I was going to give you a chip because I looked it up. I looked it up as you guys were doing it.
Let me keep guessing.
He looked it up. All knows the answers.
Frank Robinson.
Hold up. Time out. I said Barry Bonds because I thought that was very obvious. He's one of them.
Correct.
But when he said they needed to name the next three, I looked it up just to see, how easy is this going to be?
Yeah.
And I think there's one they will definitely not get.
Yes, I agree. And one that they should easily
get.
Give us clues.
There's two. One that you should easily get. One that I would be surprised if you get, even if we gave you clues.
I'll give you the...
Hold up.
Yep.
He said Ted Williams and Stan Musial.
Both incorrect.
Who?
No, I said Musial.
Who do you say now? With a fresh slate, Bob.
I don't know.
Brian Bixler?
Josh Gibson.
No. Josh Gibson's counted now. You're right. No. Is Josh Gibson in there?
No.
Why is it so obvious? Give me a team. Ernie Banks. Ty Cobb.
I'll say this. You're thinking in terms of war. You're not thinking all of the different ways you can attain war.
Mike Schmidt. Brooks Robinson.
How about
Ken Griffey?
How about if I just give you the positions? Because this could go on forever.
Pitchers.
They're pitchers.
That's cheap.
That is cheap.
Question,
I was thinking, that's a cheap question. We were thinking about people at the plate.
You needed to define that. He's disqualified.
Pitchers count?
In what?
Wins above replacement.
There was no inference.
They didn't cheat. That was the top five players in war. No,
Roger Clemens, Pedro Martinez, Sandy Koufax.
I'm going to say Sandy Koufax.
No.
You're thinking wrong.
Well, what am I not thinking now?
Did you forget to include that
football's included?
WAR stands for wins above replacement.
Oh, Christy Mathewson, Cy Young.
One
of those
Cy Young, thank you. Great job.
You should have asked how many Cy Young awards did Cy Young win. It's a trick question. None.
Who is second now on the list all time?
Look at Paul over. He's getting mad at us, and he has the answers written right in front of him. And I don't think you would have guessed that, would you?
Well, I mean, they're these.
But you didn't say it was understood. It was understood to be an offensive.
I understood the stat war,
you
man.
Because you went Barry Bonds, you wouldn't have said Cy Young right off the bat.
Would you have guessed the pitcher?
No way you would have done
Cy
that.
Cy Young, yes.
No, you wouldn't have.
I would have guessed Cy Young.
And then you should have answered all four. You chose one.
Here's the thing, Bob, okay? The rules were set to me. All I got to do is name one person, and then you guys got to come up with the rest.
Right. He played that
correctly. Yeah, but if you really knew. But you didn't know Cy Young. You wouldn't have taken it.
He knew that we
because
didn't.
Because wins above replacement is the stat.
If he names one more.
For every single player that is in a baseball game.
If he names one more, then we're only down to two we need to name. He wanted to force us to name three. I don't blame him for anything he did. I blame City Limits for a trick question.
It was not a trick question.
It wasn't a trick question. Now, we still haven't come up with the second name, which it's one of those guys.
Lefty Grove, Righty Grove.
Mango Grove, Peach Grove.
He played for Washington.
I can concede that we would have
Washington.
Never gone.
The Senators.
Frank Howard.
Frank Robinson.
No.
For the Senators?
Pitcher.
Oh, yeah, the great Senators pitcher I'm forgetting.
Yes.
Warren Spahn?
No.
Spahn. Who? Steven Strasburg?
Just put us out of our misery
Walter Johnson.
He sucked.
The main senator.
The big train.
Oh, my goodness.
Ron had the only one-on-one interview with him in 1940. Good job, Paul. It really was there. You had 6 points. We only had one.
We got
five.
Great reviews on the text line from that quiz show. Just incredible reviews.
Well, in order to incorporate Bob until football season, we should make that a Monday thing. Bob, do you want to be included in that? I thought that was your
presence. Yeah, I like that. You're right. Paul got two extra clues.
I mean, clearly.
We did not get that luxury.
Yeah, he wanted to trick us. Either him or IT or both of them conspired to trick us.
And
IT's
going to
foolish.
Adam Sandler movies, for God's sakes.
That was a good question.
No, it wasn't. Yeah.
Keep up the movie questions,
IT.
A sports movie question is always welcome.
We need more movie questions.
I thought that was a triumphant return of the quiz show, Paul. Did you? Are you feeling
absolutely.
Good? You feeling good about this?
I feel really good.
He played that absolutely correctly.
Right.
He put us into a no-win position there, but he still had to name one.
Yeah, I mean, Barry Bonds obviously was an obvious one. I thought Bonds, Cy Young, and
Babe Ruth.
I would have guessed Babe Ruth. I would have guessed those three.
How is Ted? I guess if you include defense, it's Ted Williams isn't on the list, right? Is that why he's not on the list, Bob?
I don't know. Walter Johnson would never. I would have never thought of Walter Johnson, and we didn't think of Walter Johnson, which is why we.
That's what I mean. I, when I saw that, I said, "Oh, I'm winning this thing."
Ted Williams is 14th.
Yeah, Hank Aaron, Ty Cobb, Clemens.
You know what I mean?
Ty Cobb's right behind Willie Mays.
I guess I had some good guesses. I give myself credit there. Who's the most surprising? You're looking at the top 10 or 20, Paul. Who's the most surprising on that whole list?
Walter Johnson
at 2.
Tris Speaker at 9, 134.9. I've never heard of Tris Speaker.
He became the Speaker of the House in his later years, Paul. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Eddie Collins is on that list. And Grover Alexander, another one of Ron's one-on-one. Probably Kid Nichols and Ricky Henderson. Remember Kid Nichols, Bob?
No.
Who's the first pirate on this list? I guess Bonds. The first career pirate?
Clemente.
No.
Honus Wagner?
No, probably Honus Wagner, yeah.
Well, no, I wanted the actual answer.
Honus Wagner.
Has to be him.
Honus
right?
Wagner, 10th.
Yeah.
131.
Oh, yeah. Clemente's 37th. Yeah, that stat sucks anyway. Doesn't it?
It's a stat that probably doesn't mean what you'd think it means. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's hard to quantify it that at some point.
You remember Old Hoss Radbourne?
Oh, yes.
He
Aussie
played,
baby.
He was from Rochester, New York, and he went 60-12 one year with 73 complete games, Bob. And then he killed a cow and ate steak after the game. Look at this
73
guy.
73 complete games.
In 1884, Paul, he had 73 complete games, this guy. You remember him? Old Hoss Radbourne?
Don't remember him. Old Hoss Radbourne? No, I don't remember him.
You would think with 73 complete games, we would know the name a little bit.
It says he has a Twitter account on Baseball Reference, at Old Hoss Radbourne. I got to go to this. This is incredible, City Limits. All right, we're going to get to the big boy, and we're going to get to him very shortly. There's questions about the Steelers. This Brandon Ayuk situation has heated up again. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.com. Do you think they combed their mustaches back then, Bob, or just let the hair grow?
I just let it go.
Yeah. Did they even have combs, or did they use like a little?
Probably your fingers, right?
Your fingers are like a little brick.
Raleigh fingers? Or,
oh, he had a different one. He needed some.
Didn't he wax?
Wax his
what's that, the mustache?
He once came in for a Mario Lemieux tournament. I remember asking him about that, and he showed me this. It takes a while in the morning for you to get that mustache up and running.
I mean, this guy, Old Hoss Radbourne, looks very well kept, though. The mustache is clearly manicured, and so is the hair. What would they have used back then for that? What kind of ointment would they have used, Bob?
Whatever's available.
Yeah,
it was probably banned by Major League Baseball, so if you put that on your mustache, you wouldn't have qualified today.
That's why Ron kept him out of the Hall of Fame. Old Hoss Radbourne.
Oh, my.
This is incredible, Bob. Come on, Old Hoss.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Shall we go to the big boy? His name's Mark Cabali from The Athletic.
Let's do it.
All right, you were flinching there. You were. I'm not sure. What was that? Sounded like
a little spoon.
How are you, big boy?
A little spoon. It's called Kids Messenger. When you have a 9-year-old and it's summer vacation, Joe, you hear a lot of beeps on Kid Messenger from your phone.
That's cool. When do you give them a phone? I didn't give my kid a phone until she was maybe 11, maybe 12.
She uses the iPad now, but I can monitor everything, so that's good and bad.
Wow.
The big boy is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. He has to go, well, I'll just say on time today, because guess what, Paul? He's going on the Colin Cowherd show. This guy goes on McAfee.
Yeah, that's big time.
He goes on Cowherd. What is happening here? Cowherd, just the other day, said that anybody who criticizes Mike Tomlin suddenly gets a lot of heat, like you're not allowed to criticize the guy. And the automatic fallback for everybody is he's never had a losing season. Where do you fall on Tomlin? I think we had discussion last week. Would you have given him a three-year extension, Mark?
Yeah, I would have definitely given him maybe not a three-year extension. I would have definitely extended him. However, I think the old that's more of a national narrative than a local one, where he never has a losing season. The people in the outside world view that as a positive, while people here in Pittsburgh actually view that as a negative. I've said this before, I view that in his 175 career games, he's played one that did not have a playoff implication. I think that's more important than not having a losing season. Yeah, I mean, just how the roster is just constructed right now and how the front office is totally brand new. I think you needed some stability there with Tomlin. I don't know if the 3 years, or really 4 years, if you think about it, that was right. But I see extending him. I don't see any problem with that.
I think we went back and forth on this last week, so I don't need to belabor the point. But every move they've made this year suggests that this year is a prove-it year for about half the roster. Why not have your coach do that too?
Yeah, I mean, I understand that, and that's why I say maybe that 3 years was a little bit too steep. But you know, the only thing it is money, right? And we know that if push comes to shove, you don't need to keep him around. But you know how the Rooneys are just not going to pay people to go away. That's why I was a little bit confused right there. And you're right with the roster. I was looking at it now and seeing the free agents next year. It's 3/4 of the team or will be up next year if it's not for the rookies or second year or third year players. So it's almost, if it doesn't work this year, let's do it all again next year. But I think the stability, Paul, the stability with where there's so much change everywhere else in the organization, that the owner wanted the stability out in front like that. That's the way I look at it.
We had Doug Whaley on today, as we do every Wednesday. Great hour with Doug Whaley with the morning guys, Mark. And he said he believes Deontay Johnson was traded too soon. He said that move backed the Steelers into a corner, and it didn't set them up for the next move. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think they made the decision. I don't know if this decision was always 100% theirs. I think he wanted out, and I think he let them know that he wanted out along with his contract situation moving up. So they viewed it as, you know, get something for him now and get that, so to speak, cancer out of the locker room, which I really didn't see a ton of that.
Why does it always work that way around here? All somebody has to do is create a little bit of a ruckus, and he's viewed as a hostage and not a volunteer. It's become an organization where all you have to do is raise a little fuss, and they'll honor your request.
Well, a lot of that had to do with the money too, though, Joe. I mean, they weren't going to re-sign him to a third contract, so they figured. Plus, for some reason, they like Dante Scott. I mean, I don't know
Dante Jackson.
What? What did I say, Dante Scott? Who's Dante Scott?
A combination of
Chad
Dante.
Chad Scott.
Yeah,
Dante
Chad Jackson. Exactly.
Dante Jackson. Hey, it's middle of June. I'm already out. It's already erased from my memory. Dante Jackson. They like him for some reason. I don't know why. I have to see it more to be able to make my own decision on that. I'm sure that they thought they were going to be able to add another receiver. But, hey, they've told us I put "told us" in quote marks that they're happy with what they saw from the wide receivers so far. I mean, take that for what it's worth, but that definitely needs upgraded. But I think the combination of the salary, the contract, and him just being potential crapster at times that forced him to weigh out.
Well, I think I was going to say one thing is, you know, yesterday they made the decision to cut one of the receivers, you know, one of the 97 receivers they have in the room right now. And, of course, that led to the, you know, speculation that they're moving and making room for Brandon Ayuk. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I think they needed to get rid of a couple guys to get under the 90 or get to the 90-man roster. I think they might be at 89 right now with the release of Trenton Thompson. I mean, I think I'm sure Mims felt – I mean, he was a highly regarded guy a couple years ago. He probably felt that he wasn't going to make the team. He might have went and asked for this. We don't know the particulars around it. I don't think they need to make room right now for Ayuk. I mean, if they were going to make a trade, it could just be, okay, let's make the trade, then get rid of this guy. You know, it's one of the same here. It doesn't have to you don't have to go ahead and do it beforehand. So I would assume that they saw he saw the writing on the wall, and that's why he probably is out right now. He'll probably have a better opportunity somewhere else. Same with Trenton Thompson. I mean, it's a guy that played a lot last year. Probably saw that there wasn't going to be a space for him. Get rid of him now so he can go find someplace else to play. I don't think we should read a ton into the timing of the cuts.
Mark Cabali on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Also celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. So what's the biggest story heading into camp here other than the quarterbacks for you? First day of camp, what are you looking at? If you were the editor of your own publication, what story would you be hopping on other than the obvious, which is the quarterbacks?
Well, you have to keep an eye out on, obviously, the wide receiver, but I'm probably looking more at the offensive line right now. I mean, you're looking at, is Zach Frazier going to be the guy that's immediately going to step in and instead of giving Nate Herbig a chance? Is Fotanu and Dan Moore going to battle right side? That's what it looks like it's going to happen. See how that pans out. Now, they don't put pads on for the first 3 or 4 days, so you will even have to push that back a little bit. But I'm looking how that offensive line is structured and how Fotanu, because right now, I mean, we went through a month of offseason with him, and all you saw him do is drills. I mean, good footwork. He seems smart. But I want to see him with the pads on, hitting people in the heat, you know. So that's what I'm looking at. There's a shock. I'm looking at the offensive line, see how it's constructed, and see how they actually move people off the ball with a, you know, pretty good defense on the other side. So,
Paul, may I interject?
That'd be on my Mackey budget.
Yes. That's become a sensitive topic around here.
But the question, the one thing I will say is, what about this report that Justin Fields has been terrible?
Well, I mean, I think I went on with Donnie Football 3 weeks ago, and I said that Justin Fields looks like Ben Roethlisberger at times and Mark Malone at times, and I stand by that. I mean, just accuracy-wise, purely accuracy-wise, you look at him and say, wow, what a throw. This guy is a top-10 pick. He got some talent. Then you see him and say, wow, look at that throw. How in the world? Now you know why he's gone from Chicago. And I think that he was just a little bit inconsistent in OTAs and in the mini camp of the accuracy point of it. But it's very limited, small sample size. He might have gotten, you know, 8 to 10 snaps per day over there because they just don't do a lot of team drills. I mean, I don't know where these reports come from of him being – you know, disenchanted or uninterested. I mean, that's just ridiculous right there. So I think you have to let him – obviously, he's not coming here as a polished product. If he would have, he wouldn't be here. He'd still be in Chicago right now. So he needs to work on some things. And the accuracy is one of those things, or the consistency with his accuracy, because he can still make throws. You see it. You see the talent. I would say he's by far – maybe not by far, but definitely the most athletic person out there. He can make plays. He can make reads, he can make throws, but he's just not been consistent. That's the difference between a solid, good quarterback and, you know, a bad one. So that's just stuff he has to work on this year.
I see where a lot of people believe that this is a legit battle going into camp. Is there a battle going on here between Fields and Wilson? And even if you don't think so, even if you think, well, Russell Wilson, no matter what he does, is going to start game one, how quick is the trigger going to be for Tomlin here if he needs to pull Russell Wilson or if he thinks that Fields can do a better job?
I don't see it. I mean, barring injury, I don't see it at all. I mean, Russell Wilson was brought in here. He was their number one choice. You know, they want him in here for a reason, for his veteran leadership and his ability to, you know, he had a pretty decent season last year. They're going to portray it as a battle. But come on, we've seen how many quarterback battles in the past 3 or 4 years. How many were really battles? They project it like one. And, you know, Russell Wilson's not going to stink as so much in these next couple of weeks leading up to camp. I mean, in camp and in training camp and in preseason, for them to pull the trigger on him and say, no, you're Justin Fields. I think it would have to be an absolute disaster for them to even go to Justin Fields on a regular basis. Maybe there's a package here or there. I don't know. We haven't seen any of that quite yet. But I just think they brought Russell Wilson in here to be the starter, and Mike Tomlin likes that veteran guy, the consistent veteran, and they'll portray it like that, but it's just not going to be like that. So I just don't see it. Whoever says Justin Fields more talented, he might be in all this other stuff. But right now, at this point in time, Russell Wilson is the best man for the Steelers' job and with what they have on offense and their coordinator.
Oh, I thought you were good. I thought you were.
Oh, you want me to do free association?
I thought that's what I
yeah.
just wanted.
No, you're right. I should have gone right to that.
I'm sorry,
Mark.
I had stuck in a question there because you were getting ready to say, I want to do free association, which, by the way, I see the Portview Bulldogs hat.
Yeah, look at him.
Are we in the championship?
The playoffs were starting this week, and they canceled the whole week because it was too hot. So it starts Monday.
So next week, but you're in the playoffs, I'm assuming, right?
Oh yeah, two seed number.
Two seed, there we go. So we're gonna be rooting for, that's our team, Joe. We're going to be following the Portview Bulldogs.
I'm ready.
What is this? The McKeesport Rec League, or what is this?
No, it's like the East Suburban League, Clareton, McKeesport, Portview, and on the other side, I think it's like Penn Hills, Woodland Hills, East Allegheny, you know, all the juggernauts.
Oh, okay. Well, there you have it. I mean, where are these games at? Like White Oak Park? I remember back in the day I used to play hoop down at White Oak Park. There were some big-time games down there.
You know, there's the basketball court right outside of Helen Ritchie Field by the fire station as well.
I'll tell you, the greatest playgrounds, though, outside of the city was at Irwin Park. Right down there in Main Street Irwin, right when you go through Main Street Irwin, right at the end there's that park. The games that you used to play there, pickup games there, were unbelievable. But go ahead.
They rivaled Buffalo.
When do you have to go with Coward here?
Oh, well, they're texting me now, but you got a couple minutes.
All right, let's go fast. The Steelers will get Ayuk.
Wow. No.
The Steelers will get Deebo Samuel.
No.
They'll get Cortland Sutton.
No.
They'll go into the season with their current receiving cast.
No.
Any name come to mind for who they'll get?
Whoever gets cut on August 29th.
Season will begin with Broderick Jones at left tackle and Fotanu at right tackle.
Potentially. Half of that's definite. The other half is, I got to see it first.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Mount Washington, over under 1.5 touchdown catches this season.
Under.
Who will have more all-purpose yards, Warren or Najee?
Najee.
You agree with Jim Wexel that Steelers D possibly back to, quote, elite level?
You got a lot of talent, man. So I would say yeah.
And finally, Coward or McAfee? Who's your choice? You got to go on one show. Who would it be, Colin Coward or Pat McAfee?
It has to be the great Pat McAfee, right?
Wow. He's got guts to say that right before going on.
I mean,
with
what else
Coward.
Am I
going to
say?
This is incredible, Paul.
He is. But,
he is incredulent.
But McAfee's a local guy.
Yeah.
Yes,
right.
There you go.
We have to go with that, right? No, we don't.
Thank you, big boy, and good luck on the show today.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye-bye.
See you, buddy. We're going to see him on TV in a minute here, Paul.
Right.
Kabbali's gone big time. Do you agree with that?
What is he on here?
The Colin Cowherd Show. I don't know. What is that on, Limits? FS1 or something?
It is, but they have soccer on, so it's probably going to be on FS2.
Oh, good.
Yeah, go to FS2.
We don't
see
get
if you
FS2.
Can find that.
We don't get
it's in
FS2.
There somewhere.
We don't get FS2.
Can we cut in on the Pirates if there's a big moment?
Yes, we can.
There it
All
is.
Right, we have that capability.
We do.
All right, so we'll do that in the 1 o'clock hour, and is the plan to talk to Dan Zangrilli? Correct.
Dan Zangrilli is down at the ballpark. Yes, we will talk to him.
Perfect. Live from the ballpark.
Howdy, rowdy, dowdy.
Zangrilli. Rowdy's going to hit a homer today. Look at that. This month, 429 average, third best in all the majors. So when it comes time for a pinch hitter last night, you choose Sawinski and not the hottest hitter in baseball.
And of course, David Todd went on a rant explaining why that was the right decision. Something about
how does Rowdy not appear in a two? Arguing for
Sawinski,
Rowdy Tellez now
because Sawinski has more home runs and is a faster runner, so therefore you wouldn't have to pinch run for him if he happened to get on base.
Somewhere there should have been an at bat for him.
I don't buy that because here's the thing: this guy just he's right now the hottest hitter maybe in baseball, right? See,
that was a ball. That was inside, and I don't blame Rowdy for striking out.